Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I don't have to tell you or anybody else that so much of what we do today revolves around computers.
Correct.
And cell phones. It's hard to, you know, get things done without them. But if you're behind the curve on computers and cell phones and such, I guess it's kind of hard to catch up, huh?
It is. And oftentimes, you know, people have a smartphone or a tablet, but they don't necessarily use them to do as much as they could. They use it as their phone when there's so much else that they could be doing to make their lives a little bit more simple.
Mm-hmm. And so you're doing a program to help people learn how to better use the technology.
Correct. One of the things that we often find is people come into our office and, you know, as we move forward, so much of the information that we have is digital and able to be emailed or found on the internet. But when we ask for an email address, their response is, "Oh, I don't use email." But then you look down and they do have a smartphone. So one of the things that I've found with, especially with people that I interact with, is they do have access to this technology, but they don't necessarily feel comfortable using it or using it to the extent of what it could be used for. Mm-hmm. So we're putting on a 4-part series in December to kind of help ease them into using their devices. It's going to be every Wednesday from 1:30 to 2:30. It's kind of a flexible time range. We're not going to be really, you know, if there's lots of questions going on, I've got the whole afternoon.
Sure.
So, but we're going to cover a different range of topics, you know, internet use, email use, social media, popular apps, internet safety. And so there's a lot of things that we're just going to kind of cover up over the course of the 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And you're calling this Technology Talks?
Yes.
Yeah. 68% of people now own a smartphone, you wrote in
right.
one of your blogs.
Yeah, I found that pretty amazing. And that was up from just from 33% just a few years earlier in 2011, which I found pretty amazing that it jumped that much from 2011 to 2015. And then 45% have a tablet of some sort. And that, you know, those can work in the same way. And if you have Wi-Fi, and that was another thing, someone called and asked me what Wi-Fi was. So, you know, it's just a learning curve that hopefully we'll be able to help people adjust to.
Not to be too stereotypical in this, but do you find it tends to be older folks that have the problems?
Oftentimes, but I have been surprised at some of the younger folks that come into the office that just, you know, they prefer physical mail and going in to seeing someone to the digital side
you
of
know,
things.
There's a lot to learn.
There is.
And I sometimes feel like, okay, well, I guess I should just take time out here and take a 6-week course on whatever this is, and then I'll be up to speed on it. But I, you know, honestly don't have time to do that.
Right. So. And there is a lot. And so that's why the things that we'll be going over are just kind of an intro and kind of a basics of what you can do just to kind of get you comfortable at least playing around so that you're not just scared to even go try anything.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, and she's presenting a series of programs on the internet and such, and how to best use the smartphone and what have you. Technology Talks every Wednesday in December.
In December, yes.
At 1:30.
And it's open to the public. We welcome anyone. And hopefully we're going to create a welcoming and fun and easy environment so any question is welcomed and people don't feel like they're asking something that everyone already knows.
Yeah. And I guess it would be easy to feel left out, feel left right. behind, you know, if you're just completely, you know, lost in,
right.
in all of this.
Well, and a lot of the people that I work with are retired individuals. And so when they get together with their families, everyone has their smart device out and they don't. And so, you know, and talking long distance, you know, being able to video call and FaceTime, things like that, those are things that can actually bring families closer, even though sometimes you feel like the technology pushes you further apart when everyone has their mm-hmm. device out. But long distance calling and seeing actually grandchildren and things.
Skype.
Be, yes.
Things like that,
yes.
things similar
yeah.
to it. Yeah. What's your own involvement with technology and social media and all this? How do you make use of it?
I use it personally, and then I also use it at work. We have our office has a Facebook page. We use that quite a bit to spread information out. I have a blog that I keep up with. And so I like using technology. I do have my limits. There are certain things that I still haven't gotten my full feet wet into Twitter. But I love Instagram. And I have a lot of questions on Pinterest. And you know, I do both with personal and with work. And so you can kind of use it either way.
Tell me, Pinterest is something I've heard about. And I'm not very familiar with it. So.
That's one of the ones that I have the most questions of. I've actually had a group that's asked me to do a intro just specifically to Pinterest. The best way that I can ever describe it is it's like an online file cabinet of everything on the internet that you like, and you can create like files that you put things into and different boards, and so you pin those to a board. It's an online filing cabinet is the best way to say it.
Well, that's an interesting idea because, of course, I do use Facebook, and I try to figure out how to save things on Facebook. Oh, that's a good article. I want to and end up posting it. And I don't know if that's the most effective thing.
I think you'd like Pinterest.
I think
Pinterest
that might...
is fun. And it's not just for, you know, I think when it started, it was very craft-oriented, but it's branched out.
Well, I've learned something here today. This is what you're all about, right, is you're spreading the knowledge.
Yes, well, we try.
Yes, well, you do. So this is every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. In Greenville at the Hunt County Extension Office downtown on Washington Street.
Yes, and all you need is to bring your device. As long as it's Wi-Fi capable, we will help you get through the rest.
Okay, great. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.